This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 1st. I'm J.R. Whelan for The Wall Street Journal. All this week, we've been taking a look at some of the biggest tax stories you might face when filling out your returns this year. Today, we conclude tax week with a look ahead to when you do your taxes next year. A big part of preparing for 2023 is understanding new policies and situations that kick in 2022.
While people are doing their taxes now, they may see tax breaks that they may not see next year.
Coming up, we'll talk with CPA and IRS expert Ed Slott about those changes and how you can prepare for next year's tax bill now. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Once you've filled out all your tax returns, it's always a relief to get everything e-filed and sent off to the IRS. But next year's tax season is never that far behind, and understanding how new tax situations this year could affect your return next year could put you ahead of the game. So what changes should you watch out for? Here to discuss is CPA and IRS expert Ed Slott. Ed, thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Hey, great to be back with you.
So, Ed, what are the trends you're seeing in terms of changes going into effect, and what is the driving force behind it?
Well, there aren't as many changes as you usually see in tax law. The biggest changes that most people don't think of are within themselves. Your own life events, hitting a certain age, death, somebody inheriting that has new tax obligations they didn't think of, somebody hitting age 72 and now they're subject to required minimum distributions, or somebody hitting age 65 and starting on Medicare and realizing, oh, Medicare, IRMA charges? Who is that? Who is IRMA? No, these are charges that come out of your parts, depending on your income, your parts B and D as surcharges. So you had a new child, a divorce. The biggest changes are changes in your own life.
All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about some tax scenarios that people can plan for. I want to go through a few tax situations that people might want to keep in mind as they plan for doing next year's taxes or even help them manage funds to pay their tax bill. Are there certain benefits that are going away?
While people are doing their taxes now, they may see tax breaks that they may not see next year. So it might behoove you to take that into account. I'll give you one that's almost a gimme, which is not there anymore for people who don't itemize. And remember, for a few years now, most people don't itemize because of the change in the tax law a few years ago, where most people are taking a standard deduction because it's much higher. So a few years ago, the government instituted or Congress instituted a special deduction for charity for people who don't itemize. It's $300 or $600 this year if you're married joint. That goes away next year. That was only through 2021. Another break you won't see for people that give a lot of money to charity, and they used to be able to deduct 100% of their cash gifts, 100% of their adjusted gross income. That was a break they gave people. That ends in 2021. Now it's back to the 60%. So a little trimming around the edges that you might not have seen.
Now, we've talked on the show before about how inflation affects people's tax situation, like pushing up the standard deduction. How can that help some people plan for next year?
Well, they go up a little for the cost of living. Each year they go up, so they give you a little break for the inflation adjustments, so to speak, cost of living adjustments. And you do get a break if you turn, for example, age 65, you get an extra standard deduction. So that's what I meant before with changes in your lifestyle can bring you new benefits. Let's say you turn 65 this year and you take a standard deduction. You'll see an increase next year because you're 65 or over.
Now, many people who were going through economic hardship during the pandemic and took advantage of mortgage forbearance are probably paying mortgage again for the full year in 2022. What should they keep in mind regarding whether to deduct mortgage interest?
Well, unless you have a super large mortgage, you're probably not going to get over the threshold that you already get by taking the standard deduction. Most people just don't have that much mortgage interest to get over that hump. So if you have a large mortgage and you get over that limit, you open up itemized deductions. Then you can throw in everything else, the charity, maybe medical. But all these things have their own little limitations. There's limitations on how much mortgage interest. Even medical is limited to 7.5% of your income. So if your income, even if you qualify for itemizing because you're higher than the standard deduction, you still, if you have an AGI, adjusted gross income, total income, let's say, of $100,000, the first $7,500 of medical doesn't even count. So it's very tough to get into itemized deduction territory, given the fact that lots of people who invest and pay investment fees for a few years now, people are still in shock about this. Those fees are no longer deductible, just like tax prep fees are no longer deductible. That was all wiped out with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. I guess when they said tax cuts, they meant tax deduction cuts, too.
And we've talked on the show earlier this week about how rising inflation will affect how much someone can contribute to retirement accounts. But as we've seen wages increase last year and into 2022, how will that affect people's ability to make contributions to their retirement accounts?
Well, it's all a function of disposable income. So yes, inflation will probably leave you with less savings and less income. But if you have savings and you can contribute to a Roth, you should, my feeling is, totally do that, because I think the Roth is one of the greatest accounts going. You put in money. If you have the money disposable in one pocket that's taxable, why not switch it to the other pocket if you qualify for a Roth contribution, or even if you have the money to convert, because you still want to take advantage of today's historically low, low tax rates. Everybody complains about taxes, but we're in the lowest rates most people have ever seen in their lifetime. And that's the key to all good tax planning. Always pay taxes at the lowest rates. It's like a stock. It's kind of like buy low, sell high, like they say with stocks. Now, I didn't make that one up, but it's the same thing with the tax rate. You know, get the money out at the lowest possible tax cost.
By the way, Edwin, while we're talking about retirement, we saw a 5.9% bump in Social Security benefits for 2022. Can we expect another similar increase to be announced for next year?
Well, the good news and the bad news, probably yes. But right after that came out, you might have heard that, oh, wow, I'm getting more of my check. And then they look at the Medicare surcharges that went up even more than that. So again, you're behind the eight ball. You know, remember, inflation increases, these cost of living increases work both ways for things you pay to, as well as things you receive.
How is that increase determined, by the way?
Well, it's based on the Consumer Price Index. IRS has a formula they use, and sometime late in the year, usually say the first week in November, they give us the new inflation increases, I call them, or cost of living. People call them COLAs, cost of living adjustments, that raise, for example, the tax brackets, usually to your favor. You can get more income in a lower bracket, but things that work against you work the same way. The Medicare surcharges, things you pay, also may cost you more.
Now, how about people who are currently making withdrawals from retirement accounts? How will this year's changes affect them?
People 72 and older have new tables to take their required minimum distributions. That's new for 2022. Now, that's to the advantage of most people because it gives you a little longer life expectancy. But again, you have to know to use the tables. There are other benefits in some new rules Congress just created on retirement plan distributions. And one of them is surprise RMDs, required minimum distributions, that beneficiaries may have to take. So this is where I said up front, changes in your life. For example, if you inherited an IRA from a parent, you may be subject to taking RMDs this year, 22, or even next year that you didn't anticipate.
All right, a lot of changes for people to keep track of this year as they prepare next year's taxes. And that's CPA and IRS expert Ed Slott with us. Ed, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
Great to be here with this confusing area of tax law, our tax dollars at work.
Now, you can find a lot more information about tax planning by downloading our new in-depth ebook, the WSJ Tax Guide 2022. You can get it free if you're a WSJ member. It's at wsj.com/taxguide. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.